You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Matthew, chapter 18, verse 19 and 20. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they may ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. Before the church will start, Jesus had given us the hint about the church. The Christian meeting must be in the name of Christ. Let me say this. We don't go to church. We go to assembly. You see, you and I, if you are in Christ, we are the church. So it is wrong to say, I'm going to church. You see, that saying, you are referring to a building as the church. May God deliver this generation from seeing building built by ordinary men as sacred and as the church. The building is not the church. Even pastors, many pastors want you to believe that that building is the church. They threaten you that if you don't come for church, you don't come to church. You see, once they keep saying that, they are referring to their building. That's not what the scripture says in Hebrews 10:25. That's not what the scripture says. It says, forsake not the assembly with one another. It's not talking about the building. It's talking about assembly with one another. You can assemble anywhere. Did you know that in China, they don't meet the way many people in many parts of the world, many body of believers meet in different parts of the world? They don't have a building where they put a big cross and they say church of this, and they say this church, this chapel, and then they meet. Did you know they don't have that? Yet they meet. Yet the church is growing. Yet the church is stronger. What is most important is that you must meet with the body of Christ, with other believers, wherever you are, in the name of Christ. That is what is most important. So Jesus said that when we gather in his name, he said he's there in our midst. And he's saying it is his presence that makes our prayer to become effective. Such that when we gather together, that's to already tell you what our prayer should be like, what we should be praying like. We should be people of one mind. The local assembly, the body of Christ, must be people of one mind. We must gather in the name of Jesus. We must not gather in the name of a man. We must not gather in the name of a program. We must gather in the name of Christ. If our gathering, if our coming together is not in his name, then we are wasting our time. And when we gather in his name, we don't need to do anything. He said he's there in our midst. And that is why we reference when we gather together. You can gather anywhere. You can gather on underground, where the government or anybody do not know that you are meeting. You can gather in a building where everybody know that you are meeting. You can gather online where people see that you are gathered. What is the most important is that gathering in the name of Christ. Is the agenda of that gathering about Jesus, about the edification of the body of Christ? It's not about one man building a big building and is looking for crowd to fill the whole place so that he can get a lot of money. That is not the concept of the church. That is not what Jesus did. He didn't say that because you gather to this man and my anointing is upon this man, anything you ask, he said he will do it. No, look at what he said. He said, again, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father which is in heaven. If two of you agree, it's not the man of God that makes your prayer to be answered. The words of Jesus are very explicit and clear on this matter. It is our gathering in the name of Jesus. Never attend any gathering that the soul go is not in the name of Jesus. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.